There's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Imagine someone hiding a gambling problem. How exhausting it must be, seeing the losses pile up and feeling powerless to control it. Now, imagine it's someone you love, your spouse, your child, your friend. Talk to them to understand where they're coming from, because anyone can have a gambling problem. They just need help getting their life back. Get help for them and you by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF or visiting yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 53 tonight under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, highs level off around 83. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Low 80s Wednesday, turning much cooler on Thursday with highs in the mid 70s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 80.
1650 The Fan, KCNZ, Cedar Falls, Waterloo. And broadcasting on K272 GA at FM 102.3. It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome in a Monday edition of Cole & Company, a special edition of the show coming at you live from downtown Waterloo at the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour. Back once again at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex. Officially, the event tonight going from 5:30 to 7:30. Folks already filing in, though. The doors are open. So if you have not yet made your evening plans, Cyclone fans, come on out, downtown Waterloo. All sorts of round tables here. I'm not wearing my sandals, so I cannot count how many tables are out here. But plenty of room still. But it's early yet, like I mentioned, 5:30 to 7:30. And I think the official ceremony gets started sometime after 6 o'clock. I know. It began shortly after I went off the air with the show here last year. And as I understand it, the bus with the coaches, the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, and we'll see if athletic director Jamie Pollard makes the trip this year. I think he had one of his athletic director's conferences that kept him from being here last spring. But we're looking forward to their arrival today on the show. Thank you so much, as always, for being here, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter, at 1650KCNZ, and follow me on Twitter, at RealColbert. Mark Simpson is here tonight. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, at Mark Simpson. 1650, and like our Facebook page. Type in 1650 The Fan on Facebook. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go. And bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. That is not only where you get our stream, but where you get the podcast of our shows, all sorts of local statewide sports content, audio on demand, 1650thefan.com. Due to being live and on location, we'll take emails only today. If you have any questions, want my thoughts on anything related to the Iowa State Cyclones, it's looking like this bus, as I mentioned before, with the coaches on it, It's going to be here sometime in the next 5 to 15 minutes. So we're hoping to get at least a couple coaches on the show today. So if you have some questions for the coaches, send them along to the email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Here's the plan as we await the arrival of the coaches, as we're going to get to area sports news and scores for your Monday. Plenty to get to in the stack as postseason play continues in a number of Metro Spring High School sports. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this beautiful Monday. Looking into tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll come back in the second segment and we'll be playing it by ear. As I mentioned, once again, waiting for those coaches. And if we're waiting on them, I might get Mark Simpson to put the headset on and we'll recap. We will go down memory lane of what was yet another highly successful fall and winter sports season for Iowa State athletics. Of course, you know, if you're looking back on the success that was and being brutally honest, well, the football team certainly fell short of expectations. So I would imagine Matt Campbell, hopefully, maybe if he's able to join either me or Mark Simpson, because Mark is here for whichever coaches that can't join the show live. He'll be talking with them on the side. He'll have those interviews that he'll bring you tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 on Maximum Mornings. But I'd be interested to talk to Coach Matt Campbell and just simply ask, you know, what is there one or maybe two questions that you're getting asked the most on this tailgate tour coming off of a 4-8 season when you were 1-8 in the Big 12? And, you know, having talked about it weekly on the show with John Walters, who we're hoping – may be able to join us on the program here tonight. I mean, really, it just speaks to how thin the margin for error is in the Big 12. The Big 12 conference was just outstanding in football a year ago. And Iowa State, by the numbers, had outstanding defense last year inside the 20s. They moved the ball really well on offense, but as became the conversation, is maybe tired at times as it may have been, it was simply that the red zone offense wasn't there and that Iowa State football team turned the ball over a little too much. So, but a lot of positives, of course, to talk about here tonight on this special edition of Cole & Company, downtown Waterloo at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex, the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour back once again. And as I had mentioned, 5:30 to 7:30 tonight, and the Cyclone fans continue to make their way in here, but a lot of room still left. So come on down if you have yet to make your plans on what is a beautiful Monday evening to be out and about in the Cedar Valley. All right, just looking ahead here. Of course, after the second segment, we might get Mark Simpson in. We might get some coaches in, hopefully at that point. We'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour like we usually do, bring you Radio Iowa Sports, come back on the other side of that break for a third segment in which, of course, we hope to be joined by more Iowa State coaches here at the tailgate tour. And then we'll see what we might be able to squeeze in a fourth and final segment. But that is what is on the agenda tonight. And I got to make sure to thank three outstanding sponsors helping make this show possible tonight: Simpson Floor Covering, K-Tank, and Grant Insurance. Big shout out to those three businesses for making tonight's show possible. I see Mark Simpson putting the headset on right now. We got a little bit of time here before we jump in to area sports news and scores. And Mark, kind of what I've talked about a little bit here so far on the show in the opening segment before we get to local sports and take a time out as we wait for the coaches to show up on the bus, is I wonder what question or maybe two questions Matt Campbell is being asked the most at the tailgate tour stops. Because for as much success as all the different Iowa State teams mm-hmm. had a season ago, obviously the football team didn't have that success. They went 4-8 a season ago, 1-8 in the Big 12 Conference. Whether it's you or me, I know we've done our homework here. We got a lot of stuff in front of us. We want to ask the coaches, but, I mean, do you think maybe what did you get out of spring ball? Is there something else that comes to mind for
you? I would say, first of all, are you going to beat Iowa again? That's probably the number one
That probably is because he got that monkey off the back, right?
Yeah, they got the Cy Hawk trophy on display to our left over here. Another question I would have to think about would probably be about quarterback with Deckers. He's
getting pushed, yeah. He said, by Rocco Becht and the kid from Ankeny, Cole, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be interesting to see what he has to say about spring ball. They got a new offensive coordinator in Nate Shielhouse. And then something that I don't think, especially for us being here in the Cedar Valley, Mark, that we can't overlook is the addition of Ryan Clanton.
Yes.
Who obviously became a very accomplished, decorated offensive line coach with Spencer Brown, Trevor Penning, both getting drafted to the NFL. He was also a co-offensive coordinator at UNI, and specifically the run game coordinator. And, you know, Jake Rimsburg's been an outstanding offensive lineman for the Cyclones for a number of years. And he had said this spring, I don't know if you had seen this, I want to say maybe it was a Des Moines Register article by either Travis Hines or Randy Peterson, that he's found, like, the love for the game again. And he credits Ryan Clanton for a lot of that. And hearing him speak about that, read about it in that article, read about how they're cleaning up the run game, putting some adjustments in there, for as much, understandably so, that people want to talk about Hunter Deckers. Everybody always wants to talk about the quarterback. I felt like last year, you know, Jirel Brock was banged up. You get that run game back to what you're used to, you know, maybe not all the way to Breece Hall levels, but kind of maybe more around the David Montgomery levels. That's going to fix a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah. It takes so much pressure off a young quarterback with the – we saw the growing pains for Hunter Deckers last year, and I think a lot of that was the fact they couldn't rush the ball. Mm-hmm. They were the worst in the Big 12, and if they get a running attack that, you know, consistently can put up, you know, over 100 yards per ball game, it's going to make a huge difference next season.
And, you know, with that, that creates the play-action pass. And that would be a huge help to Hunter Deckers, like you mentioned. Just those things that are going to make life so much easier on him. Before we get into local sports, quickly just kind of going over some of the others. Obviously, you look at men's and women's basketball. They both make NCAA tournaments. A little bittersweet in that they both lost first-round games in the NCAA tournament. But once again, battle-tested all throughout the regular season in what was a gauntlet of a Big 12 schedule. And you think about the two things come to mind for me. What TJ Otzelberger was able to do coming in and having to build quickly. You know, it wasn't a perfect scenario, but he built two rosters on the fly that made NCAA tournaments. One made a Sweet 16. And then meanwhile, you've got Coach Finley, who I think is entering his 28th season, arguably having some of the, you know, most memorable moments of his career. You look back at Ashley Jones capping off and, you know, an all-time Hall of Fame career in Iowa State history. It's kind of, I mean, it's easy to get hyperbolic on the radio, but I mean, it's kind of like it was the golden era of Iowa State women's basketball. You look over the past few years. I mean, just what sticks out to you? You think about what TJ's done, what we've seen lately from Coach Finley. It's really been a treat to listen and watch both of those programs.
Yeah, I think what Otzelberger has done, you know, building this program in just a short time. I mean, immediate success, and you see what he likes to do with the defense. Guys play incredibly hard for him, and now he's getting real talent in. Omaha Ballou coming in, the Momcilovic out of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And they got some incredible talent coming in. And, you know, they can stick around. And we saw last year the point guard from Ames.
Taman Lipsey.
That's why I brought you, because I could just point at you and you know what I'm talking about. There's just, I think, a lot of good things with that men's basketball team. But, you know, the Cyclones women team, you know, they lost two players to the NBA draft, including Ashley Jones.
Stephanie Soares on the staff.
Yeah.
That's a good addition there.
But you think the way Coach Finley has done it over the years, I mean, they just reload every year.
And he has. He's got five freshman recruits coming in. He's got a pair of transfers that are highly regarded. And a big question that I have for both Coach Otzelberger, Coach Finley tonight, whether it's me or you that speaks to one or both of them, is, okay, a lot of roster turnover, right? What's key to hitting the ground running when the season starts? Like, how much different does your offseason look when you've got all this roster turnover? How much different do you have to engineer it versus when you don't have that level of roster turnover? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're here we are live at the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour in downtown Waterloo. We're eagerly awaiting on the arrival of the bus with the coaches. And I know the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, on that bus as well. Was in touch with John, of course, friend of the show, a little earlier on. I see Cyclone fans continuing to pour in. I see an Emily Ryan jersey out there. For as much attention as Ashley Jones gets Mark Simpson, Emily Ryan, I love what she brings to the table. She's like that point guard that just glues everything together for Coach Finley's team. And given all the departures this offseason, the fact that she's back at that point guard position, I think that's massive.
Yeah, just a great two-way player for Iowa State.
I've been able to watch her in person a couple times at McLeod Center in Cedar Falls, and just every time come away more and more impressed. So looking forward to talking with these coaches here. But we'll get into area sports news and scores now. We'll take this first time out. And we'll see where things stand when we come back, whether or not we got the celebs in the house, the Iowa State head coaches. But thanks for being alongside today, Mark Simpson. And we will look forward to you, of course, bringing a bunch of these conversations that we'll have with head coaches to our listeners tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 on Maximum Mornings. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores. For your Monday, the high school state track and field meet, of course, wrapped up on Saturday in Des Moines, in case you missed it. In team scoring, the Cedar Falls boys placed 7th in Class 4A. On the girls' side, in Class 1A, Nashua Plainfield was 2nd, AGWSR finished 3rd, and in Class 2A, Denver registered a 4th-place finish. Two Metro girls tennis teams competed in first-round state tournament play on Saturday. In Class 2A, Ankeny dealt Cedar Falls a season-ending loss, 5-0. And in 1A, Waterloo Columbus down Decorah 5-0 at Independence. Sailors moving on to the state semifinals on May 30th at Waukee Northwest. The boys' state golf tournament teed off earlier today. Action taking place in Ames at three different courses. The meet goes through tomorrow. And a number of area teams and individuals taking part. In Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock is competing. In 2A, defending state champion Hudson and Grundy Center in the team competition. Meanwhile, individually, Denver's Clayton Little and Carson Costello of Dyke New Hartford are in the field. And in Class 1A, AGWSR qualified in the team portion. Boys sub-state semifinal soccer matches taking place tonight across the state. In matches involving Metro teams beginning in Class 4A, Cedar Falls takes on Des Moines East in Ames, and Waterloo West plays at Ames. In 3A, Waterloo East plays North Scott at Marion, and in Class 1A, Waterloo Columbus Catholic playing host to Cascade. The high school softball season beginning tonight across the state. First day that teams can officially begin their games here on the 22nd. In Metro games tonight, Cedar Falls playing host to Waterloo Columbus. Waterloo West on the road at Waverly Shellrock, and Waterloo East plays host to Fort Dodge. That's a varsity doubleheader. The Iowa baseball team has earned the number 3 seed for the Big Ten tournament in Omaha, Nebraska. The 8-team double elimination tournament begins tomorrow and goes through Sunday's championship game. The tournament champion will earn the conference's automatic berth to the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes open the tournament against 6 seed Michigan tomorrow morning at 10. Iowa and Michigan split a pair of meetings last year at the Big Ten tournament. Mark Simpson told me upon his arrival earlier tonight that Brody Brecht was named the Big Ten player of the week, or pitcher of the week, I should say. The Iowa women's basketball team is going to play 3 games in southern Italy and Croatia in August. The European trip will be from August 4th to August 16th. The Hawkeyes have not said who they will play in those 3 games. The trip will be the first for Iowa since the team traveled to Spain in the summer of 2019. Of course, the Iowa women coming off a season where they captured a Big Ten championship and made a deep run in the NCAA tournament, losing in the national championship game to LSU. And Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley has added Stephanie Soares to his staff next season as a graduate assistant. Soares, of course, the number 4 pick in this year's WNBA draft by Washington before being traded to Dallas. Soares transferred to Iowa State for her final season of college eligibility last year. Unfortunately, only played in 13 games for the Clones before her season was cut short due to a knee injury. Despite the shortened season, she made an immediate impact for the Cyclones, averaging 14 points, 9.9 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game, reaching double figures in 11 contests and recording 8 double-doubles. All right, we're going to take this first time out, a special edition of Cole & Company coming at you live from downtown Waterloo at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex. We're at the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour. Officially gets underway in about 10 minutes at 5:30, goes to 7:30. But I don't think the ceremony gets started until a little after 6 o'clock. So you still got plenty of time to get down here. Still plenty of seats available. There's refreshments, concessions here available, and you're going to have all your favorite Cyclones here to sign posters that you can go grab over at the available stations, all sorts of Cyclone gear as well. So we'll take this time out now. You're listening to the official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan, and a special edition of Cole & Company. We're back right after this.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
No margin for error for the Lakers tonight, guys. Home for the Nuggets, trying to avoid getting swept.
We're never a team to pack it in. You know, obviously, as you see throughout the course of the season, we've always been a team to fight. We're resilient, and we're going to keep fighting until it's over. It's not over. You know, they have to win another game. And like I say, our job is to, you know, take it one game at a time.
Anthony Davis going to try to help L.A. become the first team to ever come back from 3-0 down. Denver gets a shot at their first NBA Finals appearance in franchise history. Carmelo Anthony announced his retirement after 19 seasons. He walks away. Ninth leading scorer in NBA history, was a 10-time All-Star, a scoring champion, a 6-time All-NBA selection. Raptors reportedly spoke with former Nets head man Steve Nash about their open coaching vacancy. NFL has approved flex scheduling for Thursday nights from week 13 through 17. Teams will get 28 days notice. No Lamar Jackson, first day of OTAs. Jackson, of course, agreeing to that 5-year extension, $260 million with the Ravens. He is expected to be at camp soon. According to reports, the Colts have resolved the tampering inquiry on the Commanders. They apparently never did seek information on Andrew Luck and his interest in possibly coming out of retirement. I'm Marco Belletti.
CBS Sports Radio is everywhere, at home, in your car, and of course on your phone and tablet. Find us on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, or the free Odyssey app.
CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Fan, the official station for Cyclone Nation.
Are you tired of the flooring in your home? Check out Simpson Floor Covering for all of your flooring needs. We have quality products, knowledgeable staff, and a variety of products to choose from, such as carpet, luxury vinyl tiles and planks, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic. At Simpson Floor Covering, we offer full service from start to finish with professional installation. Whether it's large or small, we will find the flooring that fits your budget. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, or by appointment.
For over 60 years, K-Tank in Janesville has been serving Iowa and the Midwest. K-Tank is the first call to make when you need above-ground fuel, fertilizer, and chemical tanks. From 50 to 50,000 gallons, K-Tank is your custom mobile and stationary tank solution. They also have diesel exhaust fluid storage and delivery solutions. For more information, give them a call or go to ktank.com. K-Tank in Janesville. It pays to buy K's.
At Grant Insurance, your Grinnell Mutual Insurance agent in Waverly, their motto is, where clients come first. Grant Insurance has been your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance agent for over 25 years, meeting all your auto, home, life, health, and business needs. Jason and Dick know firsthand the importance of being protected when problems arise. Stop in the day or give them a call to see how they can help protect you. Your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance agent, Grant Insurance in Waverly, where clients come first.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Juice Reel, the betting intelligence tool that's making better bettors. Open the App Store and get your hands on Juice Reel. Start betting smarter. Juice R-E-E-L. Juice Reel.
Phillies edged the Cubs yesterday 2-1 as a $1.15 favorite at home. The Cubs in action tomorrow at Wrigley against the Mets, who have won five straight after a 5-4 win yesterday over Cleveland. Jordan Montgomery on the mound today for the St. Louis Cardinals, a $1.90 road favorite at Cincinnati, +158. 10 under the total at the Great American Ballpark. The surging Redbirds have won two straight in eight of their last 10, but they're still six games below 500 at 21-27. The White Sox have won three straight. They're a $1.10 dog today at Cleveland. The Guardians, a $1.20 home favorite, 9 under the total. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 53 tonight under mainly clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Low 80s Wednesday, turning much cooler on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 80.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back to a special edition of Cole and Company. We are live in downtown Waterloo at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex. The 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour has reemerged. And once again, an outstanding crowd making its way in here to the Sportsplex. And we are eagerly awaiting the arrival, which we're told is going to be happening any minute now, of the bus with the Iowa State coaches. Jamie Pollard, I'm told, is among those who is going to be in attendance this year. He was unable to make it last year as part of an AD conference that he was at. So Mark Simpson, meanwhile, is alongside making friends with the cheerleaders.
Well, she goes, "You want a T-shirt?" And I go, "Yeah, sure. I got extra large." And then she goes, "It's $20." And I'm like,
that's a little beyond Mark Simpson's budget, huh?
I got enough.
They got the right
T-shirt.
They got the right people selling them.
Yes, yes.
Somehow Mark Simpson's the only guy who could say no to a cheerleader. But here we are. And, you know, Mark, I just wanted to kind of look back here as we await the arrival of the coaches. And I am, you had said that you are throwing your weight around and using the fame of your first and last name to try to get Coach Campbell here.
My close personal friend. I need him to come through for me.
Had you sent him a text or maybe called him earlier today? Or you guys probably FaceTime, don't you?
You know, when we were talking about mowing lawn the other day.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you guys talk football a lot. That's not, yeah. I mean, friends, you know, you just kind of talk about the regular stuff.
Yes. And he's telling me the only thing we can control is our enthusiasm and our effort.
Mm-hmm.
So
control the controllables. That's how it goes.
But we expect them soon. No, ETA, they said, was at 5:30.
Well, I'm telling you this from experience, unless it's changed.
Yeah.
You're looking the wrong direction because they came down that hallway, the east hallway last year. They parked the bus down there at the east end of the building and came down that hallway. So
okay.
If you're keeping an eye out, and I know you are, that's the way to go here. And you know, and hearing that Jamie Pollard is allegedly on this bus tonight, you know, we were talking about this earlier today, a lot to talk about with Jamie, if whether it's you or me that's able to get a hold of him. Of course, I think you start with Cytown, right?
How exciting is that?
I mean, just what an ambitious undertaking.
Oh, I mean, that's just visionary, that type of thinking that together.
I would imagine you've probably at least walked through, maybe you've tailgated in those lots before, just north of the stadium.
Yeah.
So, you know, knowing that ground, having walked through it before, I mean, it's just classic college football at this point. It's mm-hmm. just endless concrete parking lot, you know, ripe for tailgating. And now what you're going to see is just this multi-use facility. And it's just as, you know, creative and ambitious as possible. And obviously it's going to take a little time here, not going to be ready for this football season, But we're very much looking forward to I'm curious what it's going to mean in terms of revenue for the university. Because if we're being honest here, like as cool as it is, I mean, this is big business now, college sports. So they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't think there's some serious revenue in it for them.
Oh, yeah. You get a bar set up there, a restaurant.
Well, I think they heard you were coming, so they were like, we got to put some bars
in. Yeah, that's going to be printing the money. So they'll be, plus it makes it, an event. I know Iowa State's always been great at tailgating, but put something together like that. They're going to have a band shell, for bands and stuff. This is just going to be make it just
and this is all
really elevate the type of a football experience.
And there's blueprints out there for this. I understand in Foxborough, it's what they've done there at Gillette? Is that where the Patriots play? That there's basically a little town area that's been developed there. I'm trying to think of some other places where I know this is happening.
Kansas City. Wasn't it that where they got the initial idea from?
I'm not quite sure. I do know that Kansas City, and I thought I had brought this up to you, Kansas City's looking at moving the Royals potentially near the Power and Light District.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which obviously Cyclone fans are very familiar with, with all the success down there at the men's and women's Big 12 basketball tournaments. I think you look at Wrigleyville, not completely similar, but the development of it as more of a in-house entertainment district. And beyond Cytown, we've got Big 12 expansion coming up this fall. BYU, Cincinnati, UCF, Houston, all set to join the Big 12. You look at what Houston.
Does that make the Big 12 better in football or basketball?
Could the answer be yes?
Okay.
Yeah. You're losing, of course, Oklahoma and Texas, but I mean, credit to Bob Bowlesby, the Cedar Valley native, because that was his swan song. The Big 12 got backed into a corner by the ever-evolving college landscape. The Big 10 made its move, made its first big move, and then everybody goes, well, on that, I mean, really the hell of it is. I mean, the word kind of got out that ESPN, which had all of its money into the American Athletic Conference, they were trying to get the American Athletic Conference to go after Big 12 teams. And if you remember before the crosshairs got on the Pac-12, the crosshairs were on the Big 12. And everybody thought the Big 12 was going away.
Correct.
And who saved them?
Yeah.
Bob Bowlesby.
And the fact that there wasn't panic, in the Big 12, they were going, Iowa State should join the Big Ten and all this stuff. I remember rumors like
that. Talked about it on the show.
And everybody immediately was saying, no, we're staying in the Big 12. This is our conference. And there was no panic. And I think the Big 12 is even better now. I mean,
well, the latest speculation, because we're in that part of the calendar now, we're in college realignment part of the calendar. Now we're talking about Colorado maybe wanting to come back to the Big 12. Utah is a name I've heard out there that might want to come. Utah's been playing great college football for a number of years now. And like I said before, those crosshairs, like it or not, if you're a Pac-12 fan, that's where they are. And I talked about this on the show last week. I don't know what the Pac-12's waiting on.
They some TV deal is that what I keep hearing about.
Yeah, they keep talking about a TV deal.
We got to finalize this TV deal, but
there was a tweet this morning. I don't know if it was Brett McMurphy, a well-known college football reporter, or if it was someone else, I want to say, that the Pac-12 had said not long ago that, hey, we're in these talks, and ESPN's like, no, nobody's talking right now. Nobody is talking about a media rights deal for the Pac-12. And I've talked to a good friend of the show, Sean Keeler, who works at the Denver Post, does great work. And Sean, being Sean, like usual, just kind of chuckled about it, but in a not so inspiring way, about what the future might look like for the Pac-12. And to me, the Big Ten laid the blueprint out. Get into more television markets of good size. Pac-12 hasn't added any television markets. I don't get what they're waiting on.
And they keep saying, oh, they're going to have this type of inside coverage where they'll be in the locker rooms and on the sidelines, talking with not only coaches but athletes during these events. But there's been no ink
at the end of
to paper yet. And
at the end of the day, 3/4 of the country they're getting tired eyes when you're kicking it off at 9 o'clock. Or guys like us are struggling to stay awake after halftime at 10:30. Yeah. And when, frankly, Washington is playing Washington State, you're falling asleep.
Yeah.
So, and they talked about other crazy ideas about kicking those games off way early. You know, it'll really be something, because these next 2 months, you got to think there's going to be some more dominoes to fall, because this is the time when all this has been happening in recent seasons. But, Mark, I am seeing that there is a big white bus that has pulled in at the end of the Eastern parking lot here.
Nice.
And it's got a massive Iowa State logo on it. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that our coaches, athletic director Jamie Pollard, voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, are all on this bus and very quickly departing and making their way in here to the Cedar Valley Sportsplex, as this is a special edition of Cole & Company coming at you live from the 2023 Cyclone tailgate tour. And as I mentioned maybe a little over 5 minutes ago, Mark Simpson told me that he's throwing his clout around here to get Matt Campbell to run up to the table and put the headset on. So hopefully, Mark, you haven't sweat too much on the headset there.
I got my towel.
But if anything,
handy wipes.
Anything, Matt Campbell, salt of the earth guy, football coach, I don't think he'll mind it too much if you've sweat on the headset here. But I tell you what, I think it's a great time to take a timeout. We'll get your Radio Iowa Sports here for your Monday with Todd Kim. We'll thank our three great sponsors. We'll hear from them, Simpson Floor Covering, K-Tank, and Grant Insurance. We'll come back with more from the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour on a special edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa's Chris Murray tried to solidify himself as a first-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft at the Combine in Chicago. Murray announced he will skip his senior season with the Hawkeyes after a junior campaign in which he averaged better than 20 points and nearly 8 rebounds. It's been quite a journey for Chris, who was lightly recruited while at Cedar Rapids Prairie High School.
Yeah, it means a lot, especially being a Hawkeye. That's something I've always dreamed about being my whole entire life, growing up in Cedar Rapids. And I mean, honestly, like after my senior year, I didn't know if I would play college basketball. Didn't really have many looks, many opportunities after that. So just to be able to have this opportunity is really cool.
The Iowa Hawkeye baseball team opens the Big Ten tournament in Omaha tomorrow morning when the third-seeded Hawkeyes play the sixth-seed Michigan. Iowa's 39-13 and heads into the tournament having won 16 of its last 20. Michigan is 26-26 overall. This is Radio Iowa.
This message is brought to you by the American Farmland Trust. Out here, there's less and less we can count on. Not the weather, not the economy, some days not even this tractor. So I was pleased to hear about something they're doing in D.C. that actually makes a lot of sense. It's called the Cover Act, and it's a common sense approach with roots here in Iowa. The Cover Act provides savings on crop insurance premiums to farmers who plant cover crops. Now, that's important because cover crops help save on fuel, fertilizers, and herbicides while making the soil and our farms more resilient. When D.C. put this policy in place, it saved Iowa farmers $9 million without adding any red tape. But last year, it went away. The Cover Act brings this common sense benefit back and makes it permanent. That's why I'm urging you to contact your member of Congress and ask them to make sure the Cover Act is included in the next farm bill. Savings without a lot of red tape? Now that's something Iowa farmers can count on.
Are you tired of the flooring in your home? Check out Simpson Floor Covering for all of your flooring needs. We have quality products, knowledgeable staff, and a variety of products to choose from, such as carpet, luxury vinyl tiles and planks, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic. At Simpson Floor Covering, we offer full service from start to finish with professional installation. Whether it's large or small, we will find the flooring that fits your budget. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, or by appointment.
For over 60 years, K-Tank in Janesville has been serving Iowa and the Midwest. K-Tank is the first call to make when you need above-ground fuel, fertilizer, and chemical tanks. From 50 to 50,000 gallons, K-Tank is your custom mobile and stationary tank solution. They also have diesel exhaust fluid storage and delivery solutions. For more information, give them a call or go to ktank.com. K-Tank in Janesville. It pays to buy K's.
At Grant Insurance, your Grinnell Mutual Insurance agent in Waverly, their motto is, where clients come first. Grant Insurance has been your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance agent for over 25 years, meeting all your auto, home, life, health, and business needs. Jason and Dick know firsthand the importance of being protected when problems arise. Stop in today or give them a call to see how they can help protect you. Your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance agent, Grant Insurance in Waverly, where clients come first.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. A special Monday edition of Cole & Company, downtown Waterloo at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex. The 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour back in town, and we're joined by men's basketball coach TJ Otzelberger, entering your third season, coach. Thanks so much for being here. Year three, how's that sound?
Yeah, no, it sounds great, actually. We're thrilled to be here, excited to build on things that we've done up to this point, ready to get back to work.
As ambitious as you and your team are, certainly, you know, you got visions beyond the first round of the NCAA tournament, and fans do as well. But for me, it's like you can't lose sight of how special it is to get to the tournament, right?
Yeah, no, it's a challenge. I mean, I think even over the last 2 years, there's been like 22 or 23 Power 5 programs that have been able to go both years, which we've been able to do. So, you know, when you get in the tournament, you want to be playing your best. So much is about matchups. And for us, we're going to do what we can to build our schedule and you know, win the games you need to win and try to put ourselves in position to be in that tournament, and anything can happen from there.
Well, how about building that schedule? Because it's not that you are necessarily compelled to schedule, you know, incredibly difficult, but you guys – have scheduled rather difficult and you're out of conference. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's the thing in the Big 12, you know, is last year, 10 of the 15 teams and all 10 of our teams in our league were in the 15 and strength of schedule nationally. So there can be a downside by playing too challenging of a non-league schedule. And we've walked that line these last few years where we fortunately have been able to, you know, to win enough of those games. But with as good as the Big 12 is, you don't want to put yourself in a spot where you get too many losses and prevent yourself from going to the tournament.
And what about the dynamic of, once again, albeit kind of same but different, you're really experiencing a lot of roster turnover. But I feel like your team's going to be younger this year. So what's there to say about the dynamic of, once again, it seems like a roster on the fly to a degree, but a younger one?
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to put together a team, you know, every year it's a new endeavor because there is so much turnover in college basketball now, and we're going to continue to work to have as much continuity as we can. But you know that with the transfer portal, that, you know, the new reality is going to be some more turnover. So we try to do a great job getting in the summer, investing in one another, building those relationships, earning each other's trust, eat a lot of meals together. Our guys live together, and that time we spend together off the court, we believe will pay dividends when we get on the court.
Iowa State men's basketball coach TJ Otzelberger, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company from the Cyclone Tailgate Tour, Cedar Valley Sportsplex in downtown Cedar Falls. Three transfers for your team, guard Curtis Jones from Buffalo, Keyshawn Gilbert from UNLV, Jackson Pavelecki from Wofford. Just quickly, why did it work for these three guys to be Cyclones? Because that's so much of the portal where it's like the talent's there, but everybody talks so much about fit.
Yeah, we wanted guys that were very low ego, that were essentially at a mid-major program, played for coaches that we respected and knew that they were going to be coached and they had a good fundamental skill base, and they wanted to try to take that step up in level in competition. And we've done all right in the short period of time of bringing in guys who are hard workers, who have those same attributes, and building their confidence and then putting our team together that way. And we think with Keyshawn, Kurt, and Jackson, all three of those guys, you know, they've been successful. They shot the ball well.
Yeah.
They've all been multifaceted guards and guys that are going to make an impact in our program.
As much as your team has been, you know, led and defined by its defense, it does seem like when you look at these transfers, all guards, you combine it with a recruiting class that's just, I mean, Coach, it's a really great recruiting class. I'm sure you're very proud of your staff for what you've done there. It seems like maybe the shooting profile changes a little bit for your team.
Yeah, I think that's an area we can certainly, you know, continue to try to improve. And with those three transfer guards, guys that, you know, with Kurt Jones made 2.5 threes a game, Keyshawn Gilbert, 38%, and Jackson Pavelecki could be a guy far north of 40. I mean, the lead shooter. So all three give us threats from the perimeter. And then also, you know, with the strong freshman class, as you mentioned, we've got some guys there. So certainly more options, more, you know, I'd say more than anything, not as much experience, but probably more versatility.
And Coach, how much different, if at all, do you engineer your offseason? Because, as we've mentioned, you've gone through roster turnover, but the team's a little younger in terms of this roster turnover. So do you kind of change things at the margins? Do you got to dig in a little deeper in terms of what's important to get done in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get right to work in early June, and we're fortunate this summer, different than the other two, we have a trip to the Bahamas, and we wanted to do that. Knew we were going to take that step, be a little bit younger, and so getting those guys the game experience helps us to learn a little bit more about, you know, how they do in that setting and be able to see, you know, how we need to adapt from there. So, you know, we really try to pride ourselves on doing the hard work every single day, and that's something we're going to continue to do, but we're going to need to learn offensively what some of the strengths are of our guys, and the sooner we can learn it, the more we can hit our stride once the season gets going.
Coach, thanks so much for being here. As we can approach the top of the hour here, we're going to cycle you out of here. Hope you get one of the other coaches, but really appreciate it. Best of luck this season, and enjoy your time here in Waterloo, okay?
Thanks a lot, Cole. Appreciate it.
There you have it. Iowa State men's basketball coach TJ Altzelberger, kind enough to join us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company from the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour. And the autograph lines are already getting long. And I think now we're going to be able to be joined by Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell. You hear Coach Altzelberger cycling out, Coach Campbell cycling in, and Coach Campbell is going to grab the headset. We're pleased to be able to be joined by him, as last year, Coach, your autograph line was so long, we didn't want to turn anybody down. And I think Mark got you there at the end, but thanks so much for being here. Your first time on the show. I have to imagine this is a lot of fun, the tailgate tour, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, I think for all of us, and I think the thing that's so awesome about Iowa State is our fan base and the people that support our programs. And it's not just football. It's our men's and women's basketball. It's our volleyball teams. It's our wrestling team. I think that's the thing that makes Iowa State special, is the people, and for us, the opportunity to get back out and engage with our fans. I know it's huge for me. I know it's huge for TJ. I know it's huge for all of our coaches.
Entering year eight. I mean, just what comes to mind? Year
eight?
Yeah.
When you say it, I almost can't believe it. You know, it feels like yesterday that we got here. And, you know, I think to me, you're grateful to be at a place in our industry today. I think it's really hard to find continuity in a place where you can sink your teeth and build a program that stands for something. And I do think that's the one thing I'm really proud of. I think, you know, win or loss, I think people know what to expect from our football program, how our kids play week in and week out, the standard of excellence that our kids hold themselves accountable off the field. And, you know, not to say we're perfect, but I think our kids really stand for what's right now in college athletics, and I'm really proud of that.
You mentioned continuity, some changes on your staff this offseason. I got to ask a selfish question because my other job is I write for the Cedar Rapids Gazette covering UNI football.
Yep.
And Ryan Clanton, got to know him, got to hear his story about living in a garage, playing junior college football, and just seeing what came out of the coverage of your team in spring. I can't say I'm surprised about what I heard. Yep. Tell us about the impact Coach Clanton's had.
Yeah, you know, and obviously, Cole, you probably have a little bit of understanding of who Ryan is as a man. And I think Ryan's story is far greater than just the coach. It's the person. And, you know, I think he really aligns to the value system that we built our program around, about really caring about kids, being invested in young men, far greater than just football players, but as human beings. And Ryan's taken a holistic viewpoint in what he's done already with our offensive line. And to me, that's really critical. And obviously, Ryan's a great teacher and a developer of the offensive line, and those things are great. But to me, in today's world, you're only going to be a great teacher if the kids know you care about them. And I think Ryan's got that infectious, you know, personality and that ability to connect with young people far greater than just on the football field, and he's already done a great job of that, not just with our offensive line, but really our whole program. And, you know, we're really excited to have Ryan and his wife a part of our program, and I think they'll do a great job leading in our football program. Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. We're at the 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour downtown Waterloo at the Cedar Valley Sportsplex. Cyclone fans continuing to file in here as things got underway about 20 minutes ago, but the ceremony doesn't begin for a little while, so you still got time to get on out here. And, Coach, coming off the season you had, certainly short of expectations, 4-8, 1-8 in the Big 12. And I remember toward the end of the season you said, we're going to look at everything. Like, basically, we're going to do an audit of everything in the program. And that really struck me because, you know, you had been there, you had laid this foundation, you've had so much success. To be humble enough to do that, I thought that was really impressive. What did you get from that audit?
Well, I think it starts with what your players say about what's going on in the program. And, you know, I think we try to do that every year in the offseason, whether we had success or not. And, you know, I think the big thing for you and for myself in this journey is, man, where are we growing and where are maybe some areas that our gaps are, and why are those gaps being created? And, you know, I think, again, everything starts with the head football coach, and, you know, the alignment of the program is what's critical. And I think, Cole, you know enough about our Iowa State football program that, you know, it's never going to be easy. We're always going to have to go up the rough side of the mountain, and yet we can go up that mountain, but we have to do a great job of being aligned. And when we've been aligned and everybody's pulling in the same direction, then great things have happened. And, you know, I feel very bullish about our kids right now. I think we've got great talent, even though we're a very young football team. Our talent from top to bottom maybe is as good as we've had it in our football program. And so I just felt like it was the right time to get things aligned in the right direction. And that's my responsibility. And so, you know, I'm not going to shy away from it. I love where I'm at. I love Iowa State, and I love our kids, and it's my responsibility to our kids to make sure we're giving them every tool and aspect to be the best that they can be and to be the best team we can be week in and week out. And, you know, there's a lot of things that were positive about last year. You know, I still think there was, you know, for a young football team, you're talking about the third youngest team in all of college football last year. And, you know, I thought the way our kids continued to play and continue to fight, man, as tough as those losses were, you know, you're talking about being right there at the end of every one of those football games to win it. And yet, you know, I think you have to have enough humility to say, why didn't you win some of those games? Sure. Or what do you need to do better to make sure you put yourself in the best position to win the football games and really to grow forward? And so that's kind of really what it looked like at the end of the season. And again, I don't think holistically it changes a lot from whether we won or we lost. You're always trying to make sure you understand where your gaps are, and are you doing everything in your power to make sure that you're taking those gaps and minimizing them to give yourself the best opportunity to be successful.
Coach, thanks so much for being here. I mean, we got to get you on the show some other time.
Absolutely.
We'll do about 15 minutes at some point before the season starts, but I know the autograph line's growing for you, right? So thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Yep, take care.
There you have it. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell, kind enough to join the show, and he gets shuttled off quickly as more media demands. And as I mentioned, that autograph line continues to grow longer. But we're winding down here on this special edition of Cole & Company from the Cedar Valley Sportsplex in downtown Waterloo, 2023 Cyclone Tailgate Tour. And folks, there's still some room. I mean, it's getting packed in here pretty good, but I still see a little bit of room. If you're able to get down here, maybe in the next 20 minutes or so, you can find yourself a table. And we're going to take this final timeout. So we'll take this final timeout. Maybe we'll get a couple minutes with a coach, or otherwise we'll wrap it up. But can't thank Iowa State men's basketball coach, Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell enough for joining this special edition of Cole & Company. Mark Simpson, meanwhile, is out and about, and he is interviewing a number of different coaches. I see Jamie Pollard. And so whoever you didn't hear here, very likely going to hear them tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 with Mark Simpson on Maximum Morning. So we're going to take this time out. We'll be right back right after this on, I tell you what, we'll do this. We got the athletic director, Jamie Pollard, joining us now. So if there's anybody to make an exception for, it's the athletic director, Jamie Pollard.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much for being here. what have you learned over the years about the fan base in the Cedar Valley for Iowa State coming to these tailgate tours?
Oh, they're tremendous. You know, it's funny. The first family I started talking to, and I always ask the little kids when I'm signing their poster, you know, what grade are they in? And then I say, what's your favorite subject?
Yeah.
And then I say, what's your favorite sport? And what do you think the first young man said? He's sixth grade wrestling.
Wrestling. There you go.
So that may be the thing I've learned the most since I came to Iowa 17 years ago is this is a huge, huge wrestling community.
What a job your wrestling coach, Kevin Dresser, has done. Another couple All-Americans and just the continued, you know, just kind of upward trend of that program.
Well, you know, he has. I mean, Kevin is so fun to work with. I always say wrestling coaches, they're out there. And Kevin he can be out there, but he's more normal than most. But he's just brought so much energy and enthusiasm. He's a great marketing genius for wrestling. And what's been really fun, I know, you know, true wrestling fans go, oh, you know, you haven't gotten back to the top five in the NCAAs. He's made the dual season exciting.
Yes.
And we have totally improved in a way the last 2 years, I mean, being really, really tough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that you got to have 10 guys. You got to cover all the weight classes. And how you win at the top level at the NCAA tournament is you got to have some, you got to have multiple guys go ring the bell and win some championships.
And you had eight guys that went. We scored 14 points.
Right.
And I can't get enough of him and Doug Schwab talking back and forth at one another. In the little bit of time we have left, I want to ask you about two things for sure. Cytown.
Yes.
The first one. Just tell us, you know, what's the latest we should know? And just, I mean, congrats on such an ambitious undertaking.
Well, it started, we broke ground about 2 months ago now, right after basketball season ended. They're off to a great start, probably to the farmer's demise because it's been dry.
Yeah.
So, parking lots this fall, the portion that they started on the far west side will all be done. And the first building should break ground in the spring of 24. So I would say we're ahead of schedule, but it's going to be a long, drawn-out process because those kind of developments take 5 to 10 years. Yeah.
And Big 12 expansion. And we're right back in that part of the calendar there again where you're seeing it,
17.
The speculation that's out there. And, of course, us being here in the Cedar Valley, we talked about people thought the Big 12 was in a corner. Look what Bob Boolsby did.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, I've been here 17 years, 16 of those years. I've got the bruises, scabs, scars, because the Big 12 was always the one that was going to implode.
Yep.
The last year and a half, we're not the one that's going to implode. It's kind of nice
not
to be on
all.
The other side. So we're excited about bringing the four new members in. You know, we'll shoo Texas and Oklahoma out of here after this next year. I feel really good about where we're at. We're rock solid. You know, Bob Boolsby left us in a much better space than what he inherited. And whether the Pac-12 or the ACC dissolves or has issues, you know, time will tell.
There's a lot of words out there in newspapers and the internet about a bunch of teams that are thinking about joining the Big 12 now.
You've
funny
been
how that
to
works.
Well, you know, if you're in this business long enough, everything goes in a circle. So good to be on this part of the circle.
That's all the time we got. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cole. Love coming up here. Fans in this area are awesome.
Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard. That's a wrap from the Cyclone Tailgate Tour.